How to restore positive balance back into your life.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this daily Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be here and bring you this daily podcast designed to empower your life, teach you about the law of attraction, positive thinking, motivation, success, and all the other good things in life. And today we're talking about how to restore positive balance into your life. So I put together a list of 10 things. Probably could have put together a list of like 100 things. But this is the 10 that I think is the most important. So I'm going to share them with you because balance is important. Number one, do everything you possibly can morning, noon, and night to have PMA. Say it, PMA. Positive mental attitude. Have a positive attitude about what other people think. Have a positive attitude about your goals. Have a positive attitude about your challenges. Have a positive attitude about everything. It doesn't mean that positive thinking alone will win the war for you or help you get what you desire, but it will certainly help you more than hinder you, and it will put your life, your thinking, and your energy field back into balance. Positive mental attitude. PMA. Number two, set clear intentions. Tell the universe, I am setting, this is my intention. I intend to attract this. I am calling this into my life right now. Be very clear about your intentions. And once you have your intentions, then develop some clear and concise pictures that go along with those intentions. I highly recommend creative visualization. It has proven itself to be very, very successful. And I recommend creative visualization on a daily basis. By the way, as a side note, we do have an astonishing creative visualization program on our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com. You might want to check it out. It's guaranteed. You're going to love the program, and it will help you get to that level where you're not just visualizing, but you're visualizing with creativity. Number three, make plans. Plan out your day. Get up in the morning, and before you do anything, plan it out or plan it out the night before. It doesn't mean you're going to get everything on your list done, but if you have a plan, then you have a direction. You have a map to follow, and that puts you in a state of balance. And, you know, because when you don't have a plan, when you're just going through the motions, you don't know what the hell you're doing or what you're going to do next. And if you're trying to build an extraordinary life, you have to have a daily plan. I am Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. You know, whether it's a relationship problem or whether you're having challenges with your career, your business, you just want to make more money. I'm looking for people that really want to make more money. You know, those are the kind of people I'm, and people that are ready to take action. Are you one of those people? Contact me. Maybe you're having health challenges. Or, you know, we have a wonderful program using the law of attraction and miracle mentoring to help you with weight loss. So whatever your need is, we'd like to be there for you. Help is on the way. Okay? But don't put it off. Take inspired action. Tia, remember? Take inspired action. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. We're going to help you transform your life. Number 4 on our list, how to restore positive balance into your life. Rest, but keep moving forward. You know, it's okay to rest. It's okay to have some fun breaks, but make certain that you have a plan to keep the ball rolling while you're taking that rest break, or have a plan to get the ball rolling again right after the rest break. Keep moving forward, but take some rests along the way. Number 5, build a support net of friends and people that you can talk to about different things. It's important to build a positive, uplifting support net. Number 6, de-stress. If that means taking a nice walk, going for an evening walk, or doing some exercising, or doing some yoga, or whatever you need to do to de-stress. De-stress on a regular, don't let the stress build up. Number 7, declutter. Have a plan to declutter your home, because clutter causes stress and it interferes with your energy flow and your positive vibes.
Now you can receive the spiritual guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams, this exciting new program created by Kabbalist and magical practitioner Robert Zink will help you receive angelic guidance on love, healing, spirituality, prosperity, relationships, increased finances, family, protection, and more. Whether you believe in the presence and power of angels or not, you will be pleasantly surprised at the level of inner guidance you receive from this program. Stop depending on others to awaken to higher vibrations and allow angels in your dreams to help you. Expect to receive the help and guidance you need with Angels in Your Dreams by Robert Zink. Download your copy now. Visit the store at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Don't put this off. Get your copy of Angels in Your Dreams at lawofattractionsolutions.com.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number 8, daily gratitude. 1 minute. That's all I'm asking. I'm not telling you got to do an hour and a half of gratitude. Do 1 minute. 1 minute a day of something you're grateful for. Number 9, this is absolutely essential. Connect with God or source energy or the universe on a regular basis. Connect with your higher self, your holy guardian angel, whatever you believe the universe to be. Jesus, Buddha, it doesn't make any difference. Those are just names and labels. I want you to connect with the creator of the universe. And number 10, here it is again. Tia, take inspired action. Take inspired action every single day. Get inspired. Don't just say, I got to do this. Get inspired about what you're doing, because you're doing something special. You're making a difference, whether you know it or not. You are important. Have a great day, because you deserve it. Bye-bye now.